Let me speak to Jamie DeLargy. Haven't spoken to Jamie for a while. Morning, Jamie.
Morning, Frank.
Jamie, Brexit, another Monday, another Brexit discussion. Where are we at this moment in time? Are we close to Theresa coming up with a plan that derails or kicks out or gets rid of the backstop?
Well, we could call it, continuing with your alliteration, another Monday, another Malthouse proposal. This is named after Kit Malthouse, who's a former, was a minister in the Conservative government, and certainly is an MP. It's been dubbed a madhouse plan by one person in Brussels, and that is that they would use technology to sort out the backstop, because Theresa May has to come up with some idea which is going to help her break this deadlock over the backstop. The problem being, of course, that she cannot get anything through the Commons which has a backstop in it as currently constituted. The problem, other problem, of course, being that the EU has made it clear that they do not see any alternative to the backstop that would be acceptable to them, in the sense of something like technology, the Malthouse plan, that using the technologies, the idea has been that any attempt to replace, to create a free-flowing border using technology, that has already been investigated and found wanting. And, you know, there are good reasons to believe that, you know, that there are huge difficulties with a technology plan, not alone from the fact that in the Norway-Sweden border, which is held up as being an example that could be followed, even though there are lorries are stopped and checked at some points, there are 80 crossings. In our border between north and south, there are over 200 crossings. So you can see, even though the Norway-Sweden border is much longer and does involve checks, and it's supposed to be an example of what we might be able to follow, in fact, we have a much more complicated arrangement here in Northern Ireland. So she's really up against it. There's 3 days of talks starting on based in and around among Leave, a collection of Leave and Remain Conservative MPs, which is aimed at coming up with a new proposal that Theresa May can take to Brussels. But, you know, no one, I think, in Brussels is hopeful that they can come up with some idea that will work.
Having said all that, Jamie, is technology something that backs have been turned on simply because they're not prepared to listen to the suggestion? It might work. So, well, you've been very vocal in the past about, you know, obviously you wanted to stay in the European Union, but you respect the outcome of the vote and you don't want a second referendum, etc., etc. But you find every reason under the sun to point out how the Brexiteers have got it wrong, or indeed how the people who would wish to remain in the European Union have got it right. Maybe technology is the way around it. Maybe it's not the drama queen border that the European Union, and in particular the Republic of Ireland, would be suggesting.
Well, here's two problems. One is, and I'm sounds as if I'm just falling or being guilty of what you're suggesting. In other words, that no matter what people come up with, people of my disposition are always going to find a problem with it. But it does seem to be the case that if you go around the world, you do not find this frictionless border that that these Conservative MPs think could be introduced north-south. So, I mean, neither you nor I, nor I dare say anybody listening to this programme, has done a complete survey. So we don't know. So we're relying on what people are saying. But here's the second point. And the second point is, if the EU says it's not going to wear it and it won't work, well, it's almost academic whether some proposition would or would not work. If they're not going to buy it, and they're saying, oh, we don't like it, and we don't believe it's going to offer the checks that we require, then it ain't going to happen. Even if objectively somebody who has no interest, if you like, in this particular game says, do you know what? In reality, you could have a frictionless border. You could have one that would be acceptable to people north and south, and it could all be done by technology. We're simply not going to see it because the EU, and it might be pigheadedness on their part, because as I've acknowledged, I mean, we don't know whether there is some sort of incredibly sophisticated solution out there, but they're not going to buy into it. Here's a wee point, I think, that sort of brings out just the degree to which we have no control, that is, the UK has no control over what's happening with these negotiations. We will, if the plan is executed according to what Theresa May wants, we will exit the EU on the 29th of March at 11 p.m. And people think, why 11 p.m? Because it's midnight in Brussels. In other words, at the time it's been set that it actually matches what the EU wants. It's 11 o'clock. It's just a very odd choice of time. 11 o'clock? Why 11 o'clock? You know, well, why not 10 o'clock? Because, in other words, they, in a sense, are in charge of everything. And if they say, we're leaving at midnight, it's their midnight. It's not our midnight. Our midnight's an hour later. So, you see, I know it seems like a small and maybe even a trivial point, but they control everything in this debate. And if they say that technology's not going to work and we're not going to buy it, then I just think that's probably what's going to happen. And it may not be reasonable and it may not be fair, but, you know, that's the way of the world.
In a sentence, Jamie, what's the way around it?
Well, I've always advocated the notion that it would be crazy to have any forms of checks, north-south, anyway, in a practical sense, because you've got this huge meandering border with 200 crossings. The obvious place to do checks are along the ports, the seaports and the airports in Northern Ireland. There are a very limited number of them, and you could do checks that we... So the solution to a border is an acceptance that we stay in the customs union, and that is Northern Ireland stays in the customs union, and we also probably stay in the single market as well. And unfortunately, at a certain point, we know that Theresa May's proposal includes Northern Ireland and the whole of the UK, in fact, staying in the customs union. But for us, that might be a permanent arrangement if at some point the UK decides to leave the customs union and go its own way and do trade deals, and it leaves us marooned inside the EU, and that is the only solution that is workable, that is acceptable to the acceptable to the EU, probably acceptable to a majority of people in Northern Ireland, quite possibly, and I would say be acceptable to a large number of people in the UK, but not the hardline Brexiteers, and of course not the DUP.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, Jamie. You're not in the DUP, obviously. All right. Thank you for the insight. Thank you. Jamie De Largie. Gosh, this is going on, isn't it? Brexit. Whew. It's like going round and round and round. I think till everyone gets sick and falls over, and then we'll not know what the decision was. 0289 033 105 077 66 105 105.